Page A2, number C. The chosen's unfaithfulness and God's faithfulness. In B, there was a covenant between man and God. If we read the book of Genesis, we know that God made a covenant with Abraham, right? Your nation, your descendants will multiply to become a big nation. So God promised Abraham to have a land filled with milk and honey and milk. So the whole life, Abraham only have one goal, to occupy that piece of land, honey and milk. And according to the Hebrew, chapter 11, when Abraham reached to Canaan, his face was elevated even higher. He looking towards a city which was managed by God, and that city is heaven. So when Abraham stood in the physical land promised by God, his heart was looking towards a spiritual kingdom which is in heaven. So that was the covenant between Abraham and God. So after that, Abraham's son, Isaac, and Esau, Jacob, and then Joseph, all these four generations, they have only one goal. They want to be prospered in this promised land. And then in the book of Exodus, when they suffer in the Egypt, and then God came down and God chose Moses and to bring them back to the promised land after 40 years of journey. So this is a covenant between man and God. God is going to give us a piece of land filled with honey and milk. Today that represents the kingdom of God. So we come into C, the chosen unfaithfulness and God's faithfulness. So the covenant between man and God also like a marital covenant. So the chosen unfaithfulness means the Israelites, the chosen people, they choose to lust after their idol. We're talking to one. The unfaithfulness of chosen, they lust after their idols. So the idol become a third party, get involved with the marital relationship, which is God and the Israelite. So that arouses God's jealousy. Because Israelite unfaithfulness. So, idol in Jerusalem provoke God's jealousy. When we reach to chapter 8, we are going to explain in detail. Even the elders in Jerusalem also worship the idol. So, Jerusalem represent today, represent the church. So in the church, we should not have idol. We're going to explain more in chapter 8. B. Repay God's love with evil of idol worship. God loved them so much, but they repay God's love with the idol worship, which is evil in the eyes of God. So this is unfaithfulness of the children. Because their unfaithfulness, because of God's jealousy, so eventually God's glory left the temple. So this is unfaithfulness of the chosen. Even the Israelite was unfaithful to God. Now we look into the faithfulness of God. God is faithful and his covenant is prevailing. God is faithful. He will never forsake his own covenant. So his covenant is prevailing. God will stick to his own covenant. But if God stick to his own covenant, how come God punish the Israelite? God punish the Israelite with one purpose, to bring them back to the covenant. That was the last resort God used. Before God allowed them to be in captivity, God sent the prophet to warn them for so many years with the same message, return to God. So God allowed them to suffer so that they can come back to the covenant to receive the blessing. So B, God will shepherd them and revive them. 34 to 37 chapter. C, and he will fulfill his promise and restored New Jerusalem. So this is called God's faithfulness. So eventually, his chosen people will be restored, will receive the blessing again, because God's faithfulness never changed. But his chosen people's faithfulness had been changed. Instead of worshiping God, they worship idol. But God's faithfulness never changed. That's the difference between man and God. Also today, if we get married and we invite Jesus Christ to be the Lord of our marriage, then this marriage will never break up. Because the love of God inside us, and that love is a faithful love. Other than this, nowadays the marriage is a gamble. It's a gamble. So you see, a lot of people, before they get married, what did they do? They sign a contract. What kind of contract? One day if we divorce, right? Yours is yours. Mine is mine, right? When they sign the contract, that means they already sense that marriage sooner or later is going to break up. If marriage don't break up, then why you sign the contract? Right? The nature of the marriage, two shall be one. One in physically, one is what? Spiritually, one is mentally, one is financially, one in everything. One body. Well, why you need to sign a marital contract? So, God and the Israelite, the relationship, we can see God's faithfulness. His love is love of faithfulness. Number D, God's justice and mercy. So, from the whole book, we can see the justice and mercy of God go hand by hand. If God has only justice without mercy, what is going to happen? God is only a very justice God. A God of justice without mercy, what is going to happen? We all die long time ago, right? Because God looking, hey, this one no good. And that one no good, punish. That one no good, today no good, punish. Tomorrow no good, this year no good. Not until 30 years old, you already die, finish. Right? So, if God is only a faith, a God of justice, we cannot survive. And the church is like a cult. Do you like to go to cult? No. But if God is a God of mercy without justice, what is going to happen? Everything mercy, right? You commit fornication, don't worry. You commit adultery, don't worry. Right. If God is only a God of mercy, whatever, the sin will prevail. The church will corrupt it like a rotten apple. Outwardly it looks good, but inside, all the worm inside. So mercy without justice, that mercy is not good at all. And justice without mercy, that justice will be very terrifying. So God is a merciful God. Number A, God of wrath and God of comfort. So The whole book of Ezekiel, you can see God get angry. But that angry was very short. Because even he get angry, behind the anger is love. So that anger is very short. If the anger is our love, then anger is to destroy. We already mentioned that. And God's comfort. So after he get angry later on, God will comfort you. Just like when you are young, right? Your parents may chastise you. But after chastise, your parents look at you crying. Does your parent laughing? No. Your parents look at you crying. Your parents feel very sad either, right? Because your parents love you. God comfort them. God comfort them. Number B. Temper desecrated. Chapter 8, verse 11. Because the glory of God already left. After the glory of God left, then what? The Babylon came and occupied Jerusalem and destroyed the Jerusalem and burned the temple. So the temple desecrated. Why? Because God's anger. This is God's justice. And then 48. And God come back and restore the temple and purify the temple. Then that's God's mercy. C. Watchmen of divine judgment. So chapter 3 proclaims God's divine judgment. And then chapter 33-34, you look into watchmen of the new age. Your age of blessing. Number D, the mountain of rebuke. Chapter 6, God was in the mountain to rebuke. And then chapter 36, the mountain of consolation. So you can see God has two sides of a character. So when a person become spiritually mature, you can see the person has two sides of the character. On the one side, have the justice of God, cannot tolerate sin. But on the other side, you can see the mercy of God. The person will love the sinner. So, if you love the sinner, you cannot tolerate the sin. What are you going to do? You have justice and mercy of God in you, right? Because of justice, so you hate sin. But because of mercy, you love sinner. Now, right? If these two characters fall upon your heart, then what are you going to do when a person commits sin? Because of love, so you accept the person first. And because of justice, you will try to change the person. I love you, so I accept you. Even you commit fornication, you use a drug, I accept you. But because your behavior is no good, so you have to change. I cannot accept your sin, but I accept you as a sinner. So because of this, we can help people. If we only emphasize love, you will never help the people to depart from sin. I love you, it doesn't matter. We human beings, we all have weakness. Guys understand, very understanding, right? No, that's not right. No. Sin is sin. Sin is no good. Sin against God's nature. So, we have to hate sin. But you as a human being, God love you. So I love you. Because God love you. So these two characters have to go hand by hand. This is called mature. We can see watchmen of divine judgment and watchmen of the new age. The mountain of rebuke and the mountain of consolation. So we come here, a lot of brothers and sisters are loving us, serve us a lot. Cook for us, do a lot of preparation for us. This is a love. But we come here, we also have some kind of rule regulation, right? We have to observe so that we can make sure all the seminar can go very smoothly, very fruitfully. So these two go hand by hand. Number E, then they will know that I am the Lord. We already mentioned. Let's go through briefly. When the Lord spent his wrath upon the Israelites, then the Israel will know that God is in control. Everything has its consequence, and God is the one who is in control, who is holding everybody accountable. When judgment and retribution come, they will know God is the Lord. When God disperses them among the nation, under the great agony and suffering, and they will know God is the Lord. And when the land becomes desolated, they will know this is come from God. So God is in control. When God was against the false prophet, they know God will hold the false prophet accountable. When they were under captivity, returned from the exile and blessed, they will know God is the Lord. And the diminish of Egypt. One time Egypt was a very mighty country, but later on Egypt diminished. Why? Because they sinned against God. So after Egypt declined, then they will know God is the Lord. The next, last one, spiritual revival. After God revived them, and they will know God is the Lord. So this is the themes. Now we're going to start to go to the chapter by chapter to learn the spiritual teaching from here. The first one, the commission of Ezekiel. The commission of Ezekiel can be from chapter 1 to chapter 3 can be set into three parts. The vision of the foreign land in the foreign land to be sent and equipped, and role and preparation. Now we come to Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel chapter 1. Where did Ezekiel saw the vision? Chapter 1, verse 1. It came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captivity, by the river Cheba, that was the heaven were opened, and I saw the vision of God. So it was Ezekiel saw the vision in Babylon under captivity. But the question is, how come God showed the vision to the Ezekiel? The main purpose is God tried to choose Ezekiel to become his worker to convey God's message. So you know that every generation God chose people to fulfill his purpose. Acts chapter 1. What is the main theme of Acts chapter 1? Can anybody recite the main theme of Acts chapter 1? Use one verse. Acts chapter 1. What is the main theme of the book of Acts? Acts chapter 1. Main theme of Acts is in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, right? You will receive the Holy Spirit and you will receive power. And then you start to preach the gospel from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, Judea, and to the end of the world. This is the theme of Acts chapter 1, right? But the foreign mission, preach the gospel out to the other people, other than the Jews, start from Acts chapter 13. And before Acts chapter 13, God chose whom? God chose whom to become an apostle of Gentile? Paul, right? Yeah. So every age, in order to fulfill God's purpose, God always chose people and equipped the people, prepared the people to fulfill his purpose. The same thing. God wants to convey a message, so God chose the Ezekiel. Also, in the work of the church, we've never been pessimistic. Because the church work is not your work, it's not my work. The church work you like. It's God's work. So the true church will prosper. This is the prophecy of the Bible. Since God mentioned that his gospel will preach to the end of the world, so God prepared Peter, God prepared Saul, Paul, and both of them combined their work together and gospel preached to the world. Also, God is going to choose all different kind of people. Now, maybe some of you will be chosen by God to serve him, right? And to fulfill his purpose that the TJC can be established all over the world. So we have no worry about TJC. So we should never be pessimistic because this is God's business. Remember, this is not human's business. This is God's business. God will choose people to fulfill his own purpose. So God showed vision to Ezekiel in order to choose him. Now, the second question is, how come before God chose Ezekiel, God wanted to show him the vision? What is the answer? First, we look into the vision, and then the answer will come nature. Chapter 1, how many visions? In chapter 1, how many visions? As you so you can remember more. Chapter 1, how many visions? One, two, three, four, five, six. How many visions? Chapter 1, how many visions? Two. Yeah, according to teaching material, two, but very unfortunate, the teaching material lose one. One is missing. Somebody typing and miss one. The first vision from verse 4 to verse 14, the vision of the four living creatures. The second vision from 15 to verse 25, the vision of four wheels. And the third vision from verse 26 to 28, the vision of the appearance of God. So there are totally three visions. And you look how did Ezekiel saw the vision? Chapter 1, verse 3. How did Ezekiel see the vision? The law of the words of the law were okay. Yeah, verse 3. Yeah, it should be right. The last part. And the hand of the law was upon there. Okay. The hand of the law was upon him, right? And there's other translation, huh? Or the spirit of the law was upon him. So he started. And then verse 4. I look and behold a whole wind. So the vision itself, it comes from the hand of the law, which means the work of the law, or the spirit of the law. Now, when the spirit comes down to us, it's like a God's hand touch on you. Because the hand touch you, you have the feeling, right? So when the spirit come down to you, you can feel that God is descending on you. And then you start to see the vision. So a lot of times in our church, when the prayer are very fervent, they pray in depth, in spiritual convocation or even in the some kind of spiritual seminar. When people pray very deep, a lot of people saw the vision. So vision, it comes from the Spirit of God, the hand of God touch us. It comes from the Spirit of God descend on us. And all of a sudden, the eye open, you can see the spiritual vision. So this is the work of God. Now, so in other church, seldomly you hear anybody, you hear anybody see the vision. If there is no Holy Spirit, almost nobody see the vision. If they see the vision, sometimes the vision is very strange. Why? The vision is not come from God, come from the other spirit. If the vision comes from God, the vision will be in accordance with the teaching of the Bible. Now you look into the vision itself. The four living creatures. The first vision. Four living creatures. What are the four living creatures? What are the four living creatures? One, two, three, four. Who can recite it? Four. One like a... Not in sequence, it's fine. One of you like what? Oxen. The second one? Lion, the third one, eagle, the fourth one, man. This is called the four living creature, right? A spiritual person needs to have this characteristic of this four living creature. Like Jesus, in the life of Jesus, you can see the characteristic of four living creature. What does that mean to be like an oxen? To be like oxen means you serve without complaint. You know, in the a farmer used to have a few oxen. If you tie one oxen under the tree to enjoy the shadow in a very hot weather, and then you use another oxen to plow the field, right, under the sunshine, a very heavy labor. Well, that oxen who pulled the plow just stopped there and prostrate to the master. How come that one enjoyed the shadow? No, the oxen will never protest. The oxen just continue to plow until exhausted and stand there. So no wonder some of the farmer, they don't want to eat the cow meat. Why? Not because of religious reason, but because this cow is so faithful, serving me. How can I kill the cow and eat up the cow when the cow become old.
Oxen.
So a person want to serve God, you need to be like an oxen, right? You are faithful to your master. As long as you have power, you have energy, just do your best to do it. Don't try to complain. How come that brother was not assigned? How come you assigned me this? How come you assigned me that? How come the person don't do anything? If we complain, we are not oxen. We are not like Jesus Christ. We are not serving our master, which is God, because we complain. If you love God, you just do it for God. If other people don't want to do for God, that between them and God has nothing to do with you. If we complain other people, why they don't serve, only me serve, we are serving man, we are not serving God. Right? So in our servitude, the best way, don't complain. Whatever you have, do it. If you don't have, you just stand there. Right? Don't complain. It's an oxen. The second one, it should be called lion. Lion is the king of the animal, right? Lion represent what? Lion represent what? Power, authority. If you pull all the teeth of the lion, pull it out. If you pull out all the what? The zua. How to say English? Claw, right? If we pull all the teeth, a lion without teeth, a lion without claw, even lion walk through, you feel nothing, right? A lion, you can pat on the lion, you feel nothing, right? The reason is the claw and the teeth so powerful. So these powerful teeth and claw bring the lion authority, right? We serve God, we need to have authority. And what the authority come from? Come from Holy Spirit. So this authority make us like a spiritual lion. Even the Satan is afraid of us. Not because we are somebody, but because what? God is in us. So in Mark chapter 1, talk about when Jesus started to come out and preach the gospel, what happened? When Jesus started to come out to preach the gospel, what happened? Mark chapter 1. Everyone was marveled because Jesus came with authority. He preached with authority. Do you know what does it mean? He preached with authority. The words of God, like a two-edged sword, will cut into people's heart and they will repent. That's called authority. Not like a scribe. Scribe know a lot of knowledge, but that knowledge has no power. No power to touch people's heart. No power to transform people's thought. So, scribe is not a lion. Jesus Christ is a lion. Paul was a lion. Peter was a lion. When he preached, 3,000 people repent. Right? With authority. And then Jesus started to preach the gospel. What is authority? He can cast out the demon, and demon listen to him. So he's a lion. Right? But if we have no power, you cannot cast out the demon. Demon will jump over you. So some people just imitate Paul, right? Cast out the demon and whatever. And the demon spoke. I know Jesus. I know Paul. Who are you? And the demon jumped over to that person. So that person is not a liar. So if today there is a demonic here, a person here, and we pray and the demonic one jump on you. What are going to happen? Next time, you will never pray for the person possessed by demon, right? But that never happened to our church. Why? Because we have Holy Spirit. We have power. No. So we have authority. The third one, Jesus, they hand on the mother-in-law of Peter, and the fever was gone. The authority to heal. So because of authority, so become a lion. So the second creature, like a lion, with authority. If we want to serve God, we need authority. Authority come from where? Come from Holy Spirit. Pray and be filled by the Holy Spirit. You will be filled by the power of God. You will be a spiritual lion. So this is that, right? How about the third living creature? 那个 ego 啊 ，ego means what？ Ego has its own net， right？ So in the evening， did you see any ego flying in the evening？ What？ The ego probably needs some kind of special scientific equipment， right？ Otherwise， how can ego fly in the evening？ It has its own net， and ego has to come down and grasp some kind of animal to eat。But in the daytime, you see the ego fly so freely, transcend the gravity. That's called ego. If we want to serve God, we have to be like ego. You have your own career, your own job, your own family. But your heart just transcend the distraction of all these kind of things. So your heart can be with God, really serve God. That's called spiritual ego, right? But today, what happened? We have too many technological equipment, right? iPad, iPhone, i this, i that, right? Because of this, we cannot become an ego. Our mindset been tied up by the internet, by all this kind of technology stuff. Or television, or this or that, or game, right? So if you want to be like God, want to serve God, you need to be like an ego. There's a time for you to pray. There's a time for you to fly above, to be with God. So today, how come our spiritual experience become not so much like before? Because our heart has been dragged down by the a lot of stuff in the world. So when you come here, sometimes you need to make phone call, right? Let your parents know you are here. Very good, right? Except morning fast, you eat another 5 meal, right? So that's fine. But don't spend too much time thinking about the text message or internet or iPhone and this and that. You are like an eagle. You learn to fly above. So if you are here, you have been dragging down in the world, you can never fly above. You never can fly above. You are not going to have any spiritual experience when you finish. Anyway, it's nothing. How come you already nothing? Because you are not like eagle. You come here, you're still being dragged down by a lot of stuff in the world. If you want to serve God, simple life is better. You know? Simple life will make you become an ego. So don't envy a person who has a lot of stuff. That kind of person sometimes I feel is very pitiful. Why? On the other hand, this kind of person has been bounded by a lot of things. Lose their freedom. You know some people's kitchen, very beautiful. Kitchen, very beautiful. Maybe some of your family, I don't know. Because I never visit your family, so I'm not pinpointing anybody. The kitchen is very beautiful, but when they cook 1 hour, they have to clean up 2 hours. So what is that for? So you have so expensive, so many stuff, and you become slave to serve all that kind of things. If you really want to serve God, live a simple life, as simple as possible. You can throw away anything, just throw away. More simple, the better. Ego, fly above. Then you will be very close to God. So nowadays, I really envy us. I know a sister, I don't know, a sister before, she said, 1 year ago, she said she still don't have mobile phone. And recently, I know another sister don't have the mobile phone. You know? Does anybody have no mobile phone? Raise your hand. Only one. I'm not talking about you, but you are the third one. Nowadays, people have no mobile phone. It's either miraculous or strange, either way, right? All right. But you can live a so simple life, you even don't have a mobile phone, right? Maybe 5 years later, everybody has a smartphone, but you still use a very simple phone. That means your life is very simple. So that is the direction you have to move. If you want to serve God, simple life is better. The last one is what? The last one is like a man. So what does that mean? I'm a man. Of course, I'm a man. Oh, how come the spiritual person should be like a man? So what does that mean? The spiritual person should be like a man. Right? You look, everybody looks like a man, right? Anybody look doesn't look like a man? Raise your hand. Or a woman. Right? We're all human beings, right? How come the spiritual person should look like a human being? Like a man. Why? That man is not you and me. That man is a man before committing sin. That man was the first man created by God, Adam and Eve. What does that mean? The man has the image of God. Oh. So if we want to serve God, we have to transform ourselves. Oh, to have an image of God. Right? Just like Stephen, people look at him. Oh, Stephen was like an angel. Right? Do you know some of the students, when they come for student spiritual convocation or NYTS, some of them now, you look like what? Yeah, the face have a what? The face of gamble. Right? Or somehow the face of a, what? Like a student, spend a lot of reading. Some have an ex, what? They spend a lot of time now exercise. The face, or the whole body, or what? Tanned, right? Now, but after you pray for 2 weeks, your face will look like what? Like angel. Spiritual transformation. Oh, so if you want to serve God, you have to transform yourself like a man with God's image. So this is the reason God showed Ezekiel the vision of four living creatures. If you want to serve God, you need to pursue spiritual progress like the four living creatures. And the characteristic of four living creatures right now is in the Jesus Christ, like Jesus Christ. You have a role model there. Oh, so press on to be like that role model. Oh, that role model is Jesus Christ and living four living creatures here. And verse 15 until verse 25, four wheel is very profound. I cannot explain very clear. The third vision, 26 to 28, the appearance of God. If you read the appearance of God, 26, above the firmament over their head was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the stone was a likeness with the appearance of men high above. And 27, and also from the appearance of his waist upwards, I saw as were the color of amber, with appearance of fire all around within it. From the appearance of his waist downwards, I saw it were appearance of fire with a brightness all around. And then verse 28 talk about like a rainbow. So this is the appearance of God. Why God showed the glory of God? All the appearance actually in one word, the glory of God. Why did God show his glory to Ezekiel? Do you know why? Today, very few people want to be a full-time minister, right? First, if you become a full-time minister, if you are working outside in technology field, all of a sudden your salary may be cut in 50% off. Or you may be receive one-third or a quarter of your original income. I have to lower down my living standard. How can I do it, right? But on the other hand, if today the church make an announcement, we are going to recruit full-time minister, the annual salary is 200K. Anybody want to do it? I bet you all. A lot of people are going to enroll the name. Why? Because high pay. You are motivated by the high pay. But God showed himself to Ezekiel, try to motivate him. Why? We're going to discuss next section. Pray inside. Amen.